North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il is on his way home after a two-week visit to Russia. He's traveling in a special armored train. The trip will take 10 days. Russian and Western commentators have watched Kim's security obsession with amusement, but many ordinary Russians saw it as a big headache. NPR's Martha Wexler reports from Moscow.
Security forces cleared the Yaroslavsky station 1 hour before Kim's scheduled 6 p.m. departure yesterday. 13 commuter trains were canceled. Although there had been some radio announcements, many travelers never got the word. This middle-aged woman, who would not give her name, was furious that the crowd was chased out of the station and herded behind barricades. You should respect your own people. Why should foreigners get more respect, she said. Most people here seem to feel it was only proper to show a visiting head of state hospitality. But they shared the outrage of this man named Konstantin at the huge security operation. Why did he come here if he's afraid? If he's here as a guest, let him be a guest. Why is he hiding, he said. Konstantin was dismayed at the amount of money his government had to spend on busloads of police and crack troops at the train station. Others in the crowd wondered why Kim didn't just take a plane. For this woman named Ludmila, the tight security was all too familiar. Well, it does bring Stalin to mind, what's written about him anyway, that he was also afraid of everything and hid from everyone, she said. But in the crowd at the Yaroslavsky train station yesterday, only one man, an elderly electrician named Gennady, seemed to know anything about Kim's Stalinist state. Well, he's a dictator, probably the worst. They live very poorly there. There's famine, he said. When asked about Kim's lengthy visit to Russia with its constant disruptions of traffic, many travelers began grumbling about their miserly pensions and salaries. Some reminisced about the Brezhnev era when life was stable and they could afford to travel by plane. Finally, the Kim entourage arrived on the platform. Kim himself was surrounded by aides and hidden from view. A few communists in the distance chanted his name, but most people showed little curiosity. They just wanted to board their trains and get on with their lives in the bleak industrial cities to the east. But even after Kim's 21-car bulletproof train pulled out of the station, it would be another 20 minutes before the barricades came down. Then the rush was on. So-called shuttle traders breathlessly dragged enormous, bulging plastic bundles of goods they had purchased in the capital for resale in the provinces. They frantically bargained with the porters who heaved their bags into the luggage car. When the 624 for Perm finally pulled out, a half hour late, the visit of the Stalinist dictator was the last thing on anyone's mind. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.